The title of my story is The Ruby Rock. I cannot remember when everyone started to show interest in the rock, but one day and then another, many came to see and touch it. I could see their eyes get teary, and they smiled as they touched the red markings on the rock. I call it my ruby rock because of the red, shiny markings that were glossy and clear like a beautiful ruby. Something unusual began to catch my attention, and I suddenly realized that people's lives were changing after they had seen and touched the rock. One day, a little girl, who sadly to say had been deformed since birth, came with her family. Sometime later, the parents returned with her to tell me that she had been miraculously healed. Oh, I remembered her so well because I felt so terrible when I saw her sweet face and deformity, for they did not seem to go together. I felt so distressed but knew that I had no say about her life or condition. You can imagine how I felt when she appeared before me in perfect health and form. And then a couple came to share about their marriage that had been rekindled after they too had visited my garden and touched the rock. I suppose I should explain here a little about my ruby rock and garden. One day I was walking in a secluded area some distance from my home. There were many weeds and shrubs causing the area to have a very unkempt look, and I almost walked away when a rock caught my attention, and as I examined it closely, I noticed it had many small stones embedded in it. I called them rubies, for they were clear, red, and perfectly formed. I was amazed at their beauty and decided to transport this unusual rock to my small but well-kept garden. Now, even though the rock was heavy, I did manage to get it home, and I set it right in the center of my garden. Shortly after, my few flowers began to grow in glorious profusion, and many visitors came to see not only the garden, but the ruby rock. Soon people came from great distances to admire the flowers and touch the rock with the rubies. Then healings and miracles of different types came to my attention. I was as surprised as anyone, because I could not find a connection between the healings and my garden. Now, many years passed, and I still did not have the answers to my many questions, but the visitors continued to come, and many more wonderful events occurred. Life became a continuous cycle of questions and the miraculous, but because so many had been helped, I just marveled at it all and continued to care for my garden. I cleaned the rock every day, shining the stones and pondering the questions of how they managed to become embedded into it. I also began to wonder about the mysteries of God, because I knew deep down the miracles came from Him. But the mystery of God and how it involved my rock garden kept me in deep wonderment. God knew I needed to know, and so He told me. One day, as I was clearing the weeds and pondering, a man approached me and asked for a drink of water. I could see he must have traveled far, for he was very dusty and sweaty. I went to the well after inviting him to rest under shelter, and when I returned, ladle in hand, I noticed he had a kind but mysterious appearance about him. Slowly sipping the water, he looked up, thanked me for my hospitality, and then said no more. I sat nearby, wondering if he would speak further. He sat so still with eyes closed that I thought he had drifted off to sleep. But when I saw his lips move slightly, I could see that he was praying. After what seemed to be a very long time, he opened his eyes, and looking directly at me, he spoke. He told me he knew all about the strange events that had occurred that had me pondering and wondering for so long. He told me all about the different events and people involved, and I suddenly realized I was sitting in the presence of a prophet of Almighty God. Oh boy, I felt my breath catch in my throat because of him and all the things he knew, and I could only look at him speechlessly and in awe. He knew my feelings, for he then told me not to fear him, for he was just a man, but he was God's humble servant. He had been sent by God to share the truth about the rock, which was now resting in my garden. And I sat at his feet, and the story that is so beautiful, I now share with you. He had been one of the 12 original followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he had been with him through all that he had suffered. And when Jesus had died, he too, like the rest, had thought it was all over until his ultimate resurrection and ascension. He spoke of new boldness in ministry and how he and the others had roamed these many years since, sharing the word and converting many to their wonderful Lord. He spoke of much ill treatment on his master's behalf, and now, these many years later, he had come to share this joyous news with me. He had heard of the rock during his many travels and had wanted many times to come and tell me what God had revealed to him years before, but God wanted to give me time to ponder and to hunger for the truth. I told him that I was ready for the truth, and would he please share it with me, hoping to fill a hunger and longing in my heart that I did not fully understand. I told him that somehow I knew that God had his hand on my life because of the garden and the rock, but I could not totally grasp the full significance of the situation. Somehow I knew that the next few minutes were very important, perhaps the most important of my life. I then told him of my new commitment to Christ, and he proceeded to tell me the rest of the story. He said he knew when I had found a rock and why God had entrusted such a rock to me. He told me that this was no ordinary rock, but one that was very special to God himself. The next words spoken by this precious man of God filled me with awe and reverence. The rock had come from the Garden of Gethsemane and was the one that Jesus Christ had knelt against when he agonized before going to the cross. And the rubies were the drops of blood that had fallen from his brow.